John Decker, own White House correspondent. John, you know, I was watching some of the back and forth, the dynamics yesterday. You as an attorney, a Supreme Court registered attorney, you must find this fascinating, this trial in New York with the former president, the optics, the tension, the drama, really. But, you know, John, I just assume that this judge is going to find against the Trump family and the businesses. I think it kind of went in all loaded that way. But watch Donald Trump take that, and he'll peel it, I guess you can tell us about it. But he'll take that right on the road and do rallies. Hey, they want to take away your businesses. They're going after my kids. I mean, he'll take this and turn it around, I imagine. But maybe I'm wrong. Take it away, John.
Well, I think that's right. That's what he's going to do politically. But he needs to face the reality that the stake of a business future of his company, the Trump Organization, is now at stake, in the sense that the judge who's presiding over this case is the same individual who will decide what the penalty would be for Donald Trump, the Trump Organization, Don Jr., Eric Trump, involved in this civil fraud. That's already been determined, and now it's just a matter of what the penalty will be for that civil financial fraud.
Aren't they talking about at least $250 million, $250 million?
That's what the New York State Attorney General is seeking. She's also seeking a prohibition, in addition to that, of Donald Trump, the Trump Organization, from being able to do business in the state of New York. Real life consequences, when you factor in how large the Trump real estate portfolio is in just Manhattan alone, including Trump Tower in New York City.
And the other question I have, John, is no doubt the Trump team will appeal it, I imagine. And if the judge enforces a penalty of, say, $250 million and the license, does that happen while the appeal's happening, or is that frozen until the appeal happens?
No, it will likely be stayed until the appeal is heard in the appellate court in New York State. So, no, you know, what we're talking about here is this trial concluding likely by mid-December, and the judge will render what the penalty will be. It does not mean that once he renders it, the Trump Organization will cease being operational in New York State.
Interesting. John Decker, our own White House correspondent. Thank you, John.
Thank you.